This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas released 12 hostages and Israel released 30 Palestinian prisoners on the fifth day of a fragile ceasefire in the Gaza war that mediators hoped to extend even as Israel had pledged to resume its offensive. Israel said 10 of its citizens and two Thai nationals were freed by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas and returned to Israel Tuesday evening. Soon after, Israel released the Palestinian prisoners. Mediators are in Qatar to try to extend the ceasefire, with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken set to visit the region this week. The World Health Organization warned on Tuesday of health concerns in the Gaza Strip following a surge in infectious diseases and diarrhea in children. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
The World Health Organization warns that even more people could die from disease than from bombs if the besieged enclave's health system is not repaired.
No medicines, no vaccination activities, no access to safe water and hygiene, and no food.
WHO spokesperson Margaret Harris on Tuesday added that nearly three-quarters of hospitals, or 26 out of 36, have shut down entirely in Gaza due to bombings or lack of fuel. Under the terms of a pause in fighting, Israel has allowed more aid to flow into Gaza, including food, water, and medicine, although aid agencies say it is not enough to meet the immense needs.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The UN Palestinian Refugee Agency said it did scale up its aid delivery in the northern part of Gaza during the humanitarian pause. The humanitarian situation remains catastrophic and requires continuous aid to alleviate the suffering of people in Gaza, according to the agency. This is VOA News. Ukraine seems to be struggling to bolster its army as the war against Russian invaders drags toward the two-year mark, meaning little reprieve for some of those already in service. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
When Antonina Danilovich's husband, Alexander, enlisted in the Ukrainian army in March 2022, he lined up at the draft office alongside swathes of patriotic countrymen. She says those crowds are now non-existent. Danilovich and 25,000 others signed a petition to President Volodymyr Zelensky this autumn. They say military service cannot remain open-ended and insist troops be given a clear timeline for when they'll be discharged. The campaign has included two small protests in Kiev's main square in recent weeks, despite martial law prohibiting public demonstrations since the start of the war.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Hungary has threatened to block European Union aid for Ukraine and veto EU membership amid a spiraling dispute between Budapest and Brussels over blocked COVID recovery funds and rule of law. As Henry Ridgewell reports, the EU Council president traveled to Hungary in a bid to calm relations ahead of a crucial December summit.
Brussels released $1 billion of the frozen funds last week in an effort to overcome Hungary's objections, but it's not clear if that will be enough. EU heads of state are due to meet December 14th to discuss opening formal talks on Ukraine's membership application. Hungary has said there is no way those talks can proceed with a country at war and has urged Kyiv to seek peace talks with Moscow. Ukraine has said it will not open negotiations until Russian forces leave its territory. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Sierra Leone's government said on Tuesday attacks on several locations in the capital Freetown on Sunday were a failed attempt to overthrow the government, led mostly by bodyguards of former President Ernest Bai Koromo. Gunmen attacked a military barracks, a prison, and other locations on Sunday, freeing about 2,200 inmates and killing more than 20 people, said authorities in the West African country. The death toll from floods that have devastated many parts of Kenya has almost doubled to 120, a government official said on Tuesday. More than 89,000 households have also been displaced and are being sheltered in over 112 camps, a top Interior Ministry official said in a statement. Kenya and its Horn of Africa neighbors, Somalia and Ethiopia, are battling flash floods caused by torrential rains. Download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.